Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Work Insanity, where we talk about our work lives and give you some insights that hopefully help you in yours. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been running my own podcasting business and writing novels for 10 years.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been doing productions and podcasts for more than 10 years.
And today we're going to talk about, do we need to do it today, Patrick?
I don't know. I mean,
maybe we could do this next episode.
Maybe I can. We can go get ice cream instead.
Yeah, I just need to think about this one a little more. Of course, we're talking about procrastination.
Yes.
when you procrastinate something, and what we're talking about specifically, I think, is that task that is optional. That task that you need to do it, but you don't need to do it right now. Right? It's easy not to procrastinate a live show or you know, the report that's due in an hour that you now have to work out at in the last hour because you procrastinated. It's putting off that thing that you don't have to do urgently. And how do you deal with not letting it go too long, not letting it go to the last minute?
I think there are a few ways of approaching this. And I mean, I'm talking as someone who has
no problems with procrastination
on my desk.
Never put anything
that should
on.
Be, yes, exactly. I think there are a couple of things. Either you wait until it annoys you so much that you have to do it, and that might not happen.
I think that's the one of the common things.
Yes.
Is like, well, yeah, now I'm just tired of it, or I have to because it's due. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or I think it's good sometimes to have a spot in your week where you just take stock of all of these things. And because probably there's more than one. And you just take stock of all of these things. And then you decide right now, like for that moment, that's the procrastinated things. Get done 30 minutes. You do one.
Ah, uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So,
and
you don't you don't see it as a mountain. You just pick one to focus on.
You break the rocks. Is that how people talk about it?
Yes.
You don't. Yeah, it's not a gigantic thing you have to do. You just do one little thing. And if you do that every week, pretty soon you're not going to have anything that you're procrastinating on. You know, it's probably not, you know, 30 things that you're procrastinating. It's probably just two or three or four. So that doesn't take so long. So that would be my advice, and maybe an advice I will start implementing.
Yeah, again, we're not setting ourselves up as the people, you know, who we've solved it. We never procrastinate. It just never happens, because at least for me, definitely not true. But I do have some strategies, especially when I think I've gotten pretty good at not getting myself in trouble. It's not that I never procrastinate, but I very rarely procrastinate to that point of panic where I'm like, oh no, I've put this off and now it's too late and I have to rush. I don't do that so much anymore. There's also the, you know, procrastinating so much that you forget. And then suddenly someone's like, so whatever happened to that thing? And you're like, oh, right. Cause there are things where they're not ever due, right? It's something you want to do, you want to have done, maybe, because you're probably procrastinating because you don't enjoy doing it, but you know it needs to be done, but then you never get around to it because it doesn't have a due date. And those are the harder ones, because you can always put them off. There's no natural limit. And you know it'll be better once you've done it, you know? I really need to get that new monitor. That may sound like a silly one to some people who are like, oh, that sounds like fun. For me, I was like, I don't want to buy a monitor and then have to hook it up and then have to go through the inevitable troubleshooting because it doesn't work the same way as my old monitor.
But I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. But I really needed it. And I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off until I finally did it. And once I did it, I was very happy. I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I did this. So, yeah, how do you trick yourself into doing the things that you otherwise wouldn't choose to do, even if you know they benefit you?
Well, Tom, I actually suggested one way. Do you have a way that you would suggest?
To avoid putting things off. Can I get back to you? No. I
have another suggestion, actually.
I don't have any one way. It's kind of difficult to explain. I have lots of ways of systems that I've created. So I've talked on other episodes about my calendaring, where I gamify it so I feel motivated to clear the list. And that is one thing that I've had to learn, is certain things that, you know, I don't put every single thing I do on the list, but like buy a monitor, I never put on my schedule. And that's why I never did it. So one thing I do is force myself, like, I know you don't want to do this. And I know you don't want to put it on the list, because you know if you put it on the list, Tom, that you'll do it. So I have to force myself to add it to the calendar. And I have a 3 deferment limit. Again, this is all self-imposed. I can break it if I want, but it kind of works for me, which is I can move a task to the next day 3 times. But after that, I am going to get in real trouble with myself. You know, I try to say, like, you can't keep moving it forever.
Wait, so you can only defer it 3 times?
Yeah.
By one day? Mm-hmm. Meaning if you put it on the list, within 3 days, it's going to get done?
It means, like, okay, today I'm going to send out the mailings for Sword and Laser, the book that Becky requested, because we have a perk where we send out some books every once in a while. And I don't like going to the post office. So I'm like, all right, came up today, Sword and Laser mailings. Right. You know what? I'm running out of time. I'll do that tomorrow. I only get to do that tomorrow 3 times.
Right. So within 3 days, if it got on the list, within 3 days, it will have been done. It will get. That is like you're killing procrastination. Like you're shooting it in the head. That's impressive.
It mostly works.
I see. I think there's another way I think might work as well, which is similar but not exactly the same. It's setting a date where you will do it, not when you have to do it by. That's but kind of point. Scheduling your procrastinated thing, which it's kind of like you can't put it off after that date, so you schedule it in, so you know this is what you're supposed to be doing at that point, which I don't know if that makes sense, even, because if you're not doing it, you're procrastinating. You probably already had it in your tasks. But I think if you really say, this is the day I'm doing it, and thinking to yourself, I can't put it off.
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I saying the way to not procrastinate is to not procrastinate? Is that what I'm
saying? That's always the answer, right? So it's kind of hard to be like, whatever works for me may or may not work for you, because you may just procrastinate that thing. So you have to find that mental trick that makes you go, oh, okay, I'll be able to, you know, have a snack if I get this done, if I don't procrastinate this thing, right? Maybe rewarding yourself is the better way to do it. But yeah, I'm going to reveal a lot about what I don't enjoy doing, and I feel bad about this, but I love shooting the top 5 videos that I do for Tech Republic. For some reason, the act of sitting down and writing the scripts is something like I never want to do right then. I actually don't mind it once I'm in it, but I never want to sit down. I'm like, well, can I do that later? So I put it on my calendar. I always say, okay, at 4 o'clock today, you're writing your top 5 scripts. And that makes me sit down. And once I'm in it, I'm like, oh yeah, no, this is fun. I like this topic. But I have some mental block that's like, oh, now I have to do something. And I don't really feel like doing it right now. So I have to kind of, you know, discipline myself and say, no, 4 o'clock, that's your time. You got to sit down.
How about something you really don't like doing?
Well, that's taxes. Like the mailing. Yeah.
So it's really, I think the conclusion is essentially you have to man up or woman up and just person like up. Just do it. You have to do it. And like,
yeah,
I don't know. Think of yourself as some sort of superhero that is incredibly amazing and high five yourself if you manage to do it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's scheduling systems that make it less likely, you know, coming up with a system for you that makes it less likely that things will fall through the cracks. Mm-hmm. And then coming up with the methods, you know, the carrots and the sticks that work on you yourself, that'll help you say, okay, that just makes me get it done.
And if you don't do something you're supposed to do, then, as you said, like the sticks, maybe you have to deprive yourself of something you like. Like, you don't get ice cream today.
Yeah,
and
the ice cream gets put off.
You get it anyway, which, of course, you could. If you do get it anyway, you'll know that you're breaking your own rule and you're disappointing yourself. Oh, that's risky mental health territory. Maybe I shouldn't push that one.
I was going to say, this is now starting to sound like my Catholic childhood. So a little too close to home. No, but, you know, all kidding aside, I think that's right, is to, you know, be aware that you're responsible for it. And so, you know, what don't feel like you're a bad person for procrastinate. Work with yourself the way you would work with someone else. Yeah. Well, that's it for Work Insanity. We hope we helped you bring a little sanity to your work life.
You can send us questions or comments at contact@workinsanity.net. I'm Patrick Beja. You can catch up with me at notpatrick.com.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at tommerritt.com and find both of us at workinsanity.net.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.